Lead pastor, we're about to look at that message in a sec. I'm about to give us our Good Friday message for 2021. Before we do, I just wanted to address the flood crisis for a minute for our church family. Last minute, how do you get information in? We're in a crisis. I need to interrupt a little bit. Firstly, just to say thank you to our Lillian and Nadine for being our coordinators, for rallying us together. Something amazing has also happened. It's a big crisis for our region, and Samaritan's Purse, a disaster relief organisation, has come into Port Macquarie to help with the flood relief. And so some of us have signed up to help the local churches get out and do some flood relief through our local organisation of the combined churches called CityServe. Okay. Brief overview of everything. Now, if you have already signed up to help under CityServe, you're getting information from Lillian, and keep getting that information. If you want to sign up to help, check out our Facebook page and you'll see how you can help, or check our website as well. And then tomorrow, yes, Easter Saturday, tomorrow is a big combination of CityServe coming together at North Haven Baptist, 8 a.m. North Haven Baptist, 8 a.m., a bunch of Christians are coming there to be directed by Samaritan's Purse on where to go and what to do. So that's tomorrow, 8 a.m., North Haven Baptist. Head all the way down Ocean Drive and you're just about in Laurieton and you'll find that church. And then the other quick one is, because Samaritan's Purse is in town, there's also, if you would like some training in how to get alongside somebody who has gone through a crisis, put your arm around their shoulder and speak to somebody who's been in a crisis. There is some world-class training for crisis conversations being held this Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at Grace Church. Check out our Facebook page if you missed any of that information. How about I pray and we come back to the real reason why we're here? Father God, you are maker of heaven and earth. There is nothing that has ever happened in this universe that has taken you by surprise. And so we pray that as we come now and reflect on what you did to your son, on what your son willingly came and was subjected to, we pray that we would see not just the physical reality, but the spiritual reality of Good Friday. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the word for today is passion, and passion is a powerful feeling or emotion. You know, there's good passion, isn't there? There's happiness, there's joy, and there's bad passion. There's sorrow, there's anger. Our passions, they're real, they're powerful, we can feel them. Have you ever had so much passion inside you felt like you were going to burst? There's the scoring the winning try in the grand final, passion high. There's the losing a loved one, passion low. We don't need to be a psychologist to be a passion expert. We simply need to experience life. And friends, Jesus is the passion expert. As a matter of fact, Matthew, the final chapters of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are called passion narratives. They record the final week of Jesus' life. And the final week of Jesus' life was filled with passion. A passion you and I will not experience. And so here's what I want you to know on Good Friday 2021. The first thing is that the final week of Jesus' life is the greatest and deepest moment of passion in history. And because Jesus went through that final week, you and I can know that no matter how painful our passion might be now, repentance and faith in Jesus leads to glorious passion forever. Did you get that? Two things this morning on Good Friday 2021. The final week of Jesus' life is the greatest and deepest moment of passion in history. And because Jesus went through that, you and I can know, no matter how painful our passion might be now, repentance and faith in Jesus leads to glorious passion forever. Now, the greatest and deepest passion in history, that's a bold claim. But it's true. It's accurate. Remember who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of God. And God is Father, Son, and Spirit. One God existing as three persons, that's extraordinary. But it also means God did not create us because he had some need for relationship. God already existed in perfect, eternal, loving relationship as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But God did create us. Out of his love, he made us. And he gave us everything we need to live, to love, to work, to play, to have an extraordinary life in this world. But we threw the extraordinary life away when we rebelled and sinned against our Creator. But God didn't leave it there. God sent his Son to fix the problem we made. And what did we do to his Son? Well, that's what we just read about in Mark chapter 15. That is the last week of Jesus' life. It was a horrendous week. It's the week we call Passion Week. It was the greatest and deepest moment of passion in history. The glorious, majestic Son of God, Jesus, was betrayed. He was slandered. Jesus was beaten. Jesus was stripped naked. Jesus was tortured. Jesus was mocked as he hung on a cross. There has never been a more evil, diabolical, unfair moment in history. But it gets worse. Not only was Jesus betrayed, slandered, mocked, beaten, stripped, tortured, Jesus was crushed by his eternal Father. What took place on the cross was not just a physical reality, it is a spiritual reality. All of our sin was put on Jesus, and the Father came and punished his Son. The greatest and deepest moment of passion in history. The glorious, the innocent, the powerful Son of God crushed by his eternal Father. The greatest and deepest moment of passion in history. Brothers and sisters, for us to know and feel the passion high of Easter Sunday, we need to know and feel the passion low of Easter Friday. What we read in Mark 15 is the greatest and deepest moment of passion in history. tell me this. Could Jesus have stopped that final week of his life? Of course. He's the Son of God. Listen, Jesus created the universe. He has more power and authority than you and I can comprehend. You know how Jesus could have stopped Passion Week? With a nod. Jesus could have crushed his enemies with a snap. Jesus has more power and authority than you and I can comprehend. And you know what that must mean? Jesus chose to go to the cross. Jesus willingly went to the cross. Jesus was willingly punished for our sin. God willingly crushed his Son. The greatest and deepest moment of passion in history. Now we've got a spoiler. You ready? Not only was Jesus crushed on the cross on that Good Friday, Jesus was raised to life. Jesus has defeated sin and death. We are going to sing our hearts out on Easter Sunday. Jesus has conquered the grave. Jesus is risen. Jesus is King. Jesus is Savior. But today, we must remember what that victory cost. We must see how evil and rebellious our sin is. Not so that we mope around and feel worthless, but so that we look to the cross, so that we only look to the cross for our forgiveness and hope. You see, the evil, diabolical, arrogant chief priests and scribes were right when they said in Mark chapter 15, verse 31, so also the chief priests and the scribes mocked Jesus to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself." Jesus could not save himself because he was saving us. Brothers and sisters, the Easter message is sure and certain and solid hope. Easter week is the greatest and deepest moment of passion and history. And because Jesus went that path, he went to the cross, we know that it'll be painful passion now. But repentance and faith in Jesus leads to glorious passion forever. Amen? Amen. Now, friends, one of the ways that Christians for 2,000 years have remembered that message is by feeding on Christ by faith. We're about to transition into the Lord's Supper, is what we're about to celebrate. And just to set the scene a little bit, when Jesus died on that cross, his body was crushed for our sin. And that's what we remember when we eat some bread. Jesus' blood was spilt as punishment for our sin. That's what we remember as we drink grape juice together. So that as a symbol of putting our repentance and faith in Jesus, we eat and drink some bread and some grape juice. And so if that's true for you, you have repented and put your faith in Jesus, we are going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. If you want that to be true for you, I so encourage you, talk to a Christian today. Come and grab me. I've got a couple of hours to spend with you today. How's that? To help you and me reflect, just before we actually distribute the bread and the grape juice, we're going to watch a video, listen to some words. I encourage you during that time, bring your sin, bring your rebellion before your God. Reflect on what your God has done for you so that you could be forgiven. Thanks for the video.
Hana hayau le ahodo.
That's my land. Ina natu mashicha bara de haleha.
Ane ana.
Good fa. Mashlam.
Well, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. You have to come here Easter Sunday, but it's Friday. The greatest and deepest moment of passion in history. Now, friends, we've got some people sanitized and ready to hand out bread and grape juice at the table. So please don't grab the bread and grape juice yourself. Get it handed to you. There's two tables sort of up the front here, two in the middle, two up the back. We're going to spend a couple of minutes, just go and get your bread and grape juice, hold on to it and come back, please. Let's go. You and me. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know how in the message I shared how we just simply cannot comprehend the power and authority of Jesus. We equally cannot comprehend the goodness of Jesus, the goodness of our God. Our sin against him is grievous. And we all sin against him. But he's gracious. And he sent his son to die in our place. And so I'm going to pray right now and bring our collective sin before God as a collective confession of sin. And then we're going to eat and drink, remembering that God crushed Jesus for our sin. And then I'm going to pray again, thanking God for our forgiveness through Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Father God, you are holy and we are sinful. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Father, we are sorry. We confess our sin. Would you continue to be merciful and send your Spirit to show us our sin and grant us repentance? Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness for our sin. Amen. Brothers and sisters, together. We believe God crushed his own son as punishment for our sin. Jesus did face the wrath of God in our place. And because that has happened, as we put our faith and our repentance in Jesus, we're forgiven. Let's thank God collectively now in prayer. Father God, you are good and glorious and gracious and kind and patient. Thank you for sending your Son to die in our place. Jesus, thank you for coming. And we pray that you would help us every day to walk towards you, not away from you, to walk for you, not against you. You are good and great. And Father, we hand our lives to you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, our forgiveness cost God greatly. In 1 Corinthians 6, we're reminded you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. If there's anyone here this morning that wants to know more about that forgiveness, that faith, that central message, please see one of the Christians gathered here. Ben, let's go. Let's see.